It's been quite a challenge to keep track of the dead and missing from September 11th, and there are conflicting counts. The New York Times has an estimate that comes in about 1,800 less than the one put together by the City of New York. City officials have been lowering their estimates steadily for weeks now, as more and more people are determined not to have been at the World Trade Center at the time the airplanes hit. Eric Lipton is a reporter on the Metropolitan Desk at the Times.
The number at one point had reached about 6,500 in late September. Now it's as of yesterday was down to 4,620, and you know, as recently as yesterday, it dropped by over 100.
The other numbers, 189, this would be the Pentagon site, and 44 in the crash in Pennsylvania. Those numbers aren't going to change.
No, they pretty much completed, you know, the process of counting, and they're obviously so much smaller that it's a lot easier.
We know who was in the Pentagon and who was on the airplanes. How can you tell who was in the World Trade Towers that day?
It's just an extraordinarily complicated task. You've got a place that is not only two of the largest office buildings in the world. It's a transportation depot. It's a shopping mall. It's a tourist attraction. It's a restaurant center. There's no way to know how many people were in that building on the day that the incident occurred.
What about visitors? Wouldn't you have to register in any way? Could you just walk up and get on an elevator and get in?
Yeah, you could enter certain areas of the building without any registration at all. And certainly you could be in the concourse, you could be shopping, you could be, you know, in the subway areas and the PATH trains without obviously having any registration. But those are areas that were, people believe, largely evacuated before the buildings came down.
And it's been interesting how the number of people from other countries, that number has been reduced over the weeks as well.
You had people who lived overseas who couldn't reach relatives that lived in New York, and then they would call their countries and their embassies in Washington or their consulate in New York and say, I can't find my uncle or my sister or my brother. And then those reports would get passed on to the police department, which, you know, felt obliged to enter those names into the missing persons count. And most of those people have turned up, but in many cases, they never told the police that they turned up.
Right. What do you figure is happening here? Nobody really wants to make a mistake, and people want to have the number be as low as possible, but people don't want to make a mistake.
Right. There's a great weight on the police officials involved in this, and they feel the burden of the historical record here. It's a great investigative challenge as well, because it's not just a matter of making sure you don't have duplications in the list, but you have to, you know, go out there and track down, in some cases, missing person reports to ensure that a person doesn't claim to be missing when, in fact, they're quite alive and fraudulently trying to get huge amounts of money that are going to be paid out by various agencies.
There's one more situation here with this number, and it has to do with what the New York Times has called in a headline an urban myth, having to do with thousands of orphans. People are saying there could be hundreds of orphans because of that disaster. And is it clear that there is actually an orphan from September 11th at the World Trade Center?
The problem is the way that people define the term orphans, and there are clearly hundreds of children that have lost a parent. But there apparently are no cases where there is a child who has neither parent or no one to care for them, and so it has become an urban myth. The city got hundreds of calls of people saying, you know, I'll adopt this child, but in fact there are no children that need to be adopted. They are being cared for by the surviving parent or by, in the few cases where both parents are deceased, by relatives. And so there are no orphans in the way that people would traditionally think of that word.
Mr. Lipton, thank you for your time.
Sure.
Eric Lipton of the New York Times.